been a good feel to get out there with the first group, get a feel for those guys, and you know, because it's all about the chemistry. No matter what plays you put in, what you do in the classrooms and things, it has to correlate to what you do on the field, and that comes with repetition.
You've been on different teams before. Do you think that helped you when you got here to sort of digest the playbook and understand, you know, how to make the calls and get comfortable?
Yes, definitely. I think it definitely helped me with the transition. I believe that's what you're referring to. With it not being my first time having to go right in, learn a new scheme, and be expected to go out and perform right away. So, it's good for me because it's happened twice in my career now, this being the third time. So yes, I believe I'm handling it pretty well right now. Just have to continue to get better no matter where I am right now. Know that it's always room for improvement.
How do you think the position has changed since you've been in the league? It seems like more and more you guys are asking to do more coverage as opposed to run stuff.
Well, I can answer that by saying I've lost 15 pounds since my rookie year. When I came in the league, I got drafted to Buffalo. Coincidentally, we're going up there this week. It was, we want you big, we want you in the middle, downhill, you're our run stuffing Mike linebacker. Now, they still want you to be able to do that, but in the same token, a lot of teams, you have to be able to play on third down nowadays. And you get to these spread offenses, it's first and second down. Yeah. They open the game with 5 and 4 wide receivers, so you do have to be able to move in space now.
Is this a good competition? I mean, you guys got 3 or 4 guys back there who, you know, can play the middle.
Yeah, it's a great competition. I believe if you look all over the league, it's great competition. This is just a unique situation because it's guys being rolled in and out with the first group, I believe. But if you look throughout the league, it's competition in every training camp, and you have to expect that. We're in the top tier of our business, so you have to expect competition.
Do you feel like you're sort of just being rotated in, or do you feel like you've earned those reps with the first team?
I believe this is a true competition situation here. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're playing around with anybody's mind or trying to do a mind game. I believe it's true competition, and every guy has to earn their reps. And that starts with, one, being able to know what you're doing out there, and two, being able to go out and actually perform. So I think every guy's reps here are definitely earned.
Yeah. How important do you think it is for the defense as a whole to have an idea of who's going to be calling the huddle?
It's very important, but in the same time, I believe all guys in the room understand what's going on here, and they understand the situation. And I think every guy in that defensive room is all for it because they want the best guy, whether it's me or someone else. They want whoever fits the mold for this middle linebacker position to be out there.
How hard is it to learn coverage? When you said you were a downhill player when you came into the league, how hard is it to be a cover guy?
It's all about technique and understanding the schemes and where your help is in defenses. I've been playing football since I was 5 years old, and to be honest, from rec ball till now, the coverages are the coverages. It's about the way they're taught, the way they're implemented per your defensive scheme, and knowing where the other 10 guys are. It's not about your 40 time and things. That looks good at the combine, but I know guys that can run all day, but you put them out there and tell them what's cover 3 and they hit their heads on the goalpost. So it's about being able to be intellectual, but at the same time have those tools and abilities to be able to keep up with guys that can run in this league.
Last question, guys.
How good do you think this linebacking coach will be?
One of the best in the league, if not the best, from the stars with the depth that we have. I say that, and the reason I say it, because you don't see this depth. We have right now 7 guys that I believe have all started real NFL football games, and I believe we could be one of the better cores. Just got to continue to work at it.